The beginning of the school year is always hectic. That's what Susie Chagnon tells me. She's been a paraprofessional in the DeKalb School District for around 15 years. If you're not sure who paraprofessionals are, you might know them better as instructional assistants or aides.
There's a lot of scrambling. Students have needs that need to be met. And sometimes a lot of us are doing double duty, trying to cover one schedule and then breaking away mid-class to go help another student.
Paraprofessionals also support teachers in the classroom, and they provide one-on-one support to students who need the extra help and have individual education plans, or IEPs. Student needs take many shapes. They could be social, emotional, or physical. Chagnon often helps in science classes at the high school, but as she says, you have to be flexible.
You never know what's going to happen. If your student's not there that day, you might be plugged in to do something else.
Schools are often hiring these positions at the beginning of the year when it can be challenging to know the needs for the whole school year. DeKalb is fully staffed with paraprofessionals. Chagnon says they have more than 50 just at the high school, but that's not the case everywhere, and she says she's not surprised by the shortage statewide. The number of unfilled paraprofessional positions at schools across the state hovers at near 1,000. That's more than double what it was 2 years ago. Chicago's District 299 alone currently has just over 400 unfilled paraprofessional positions. Emily Fox calls it an unintended consequence. This summer, a new law ended the basic skills test requirement to help quell the teacher shortage, but it also inadvertently eliminated one of the pathways for paraprofessionals to get licensed. Fox is the director of the Educator Effectiveness Department at the Illinois State Board of Education. It oversees the preparation and licensing of educators.
We estimate that the unintended consequence potentially is preventing about 1,000 paraprofessionals from joining the field between now and the end of the calendar year.
Because when the state eliminated the basic skills test, it actually stopped accepting an array of licensing tests used by both teachers and paraprofessionals. Before, you could take the ACT Work Keys and ETS ParaPro assessment to get certified. But now the only option for paraprofessionals is to have a college degree or at least proof of a certain number of credits. Administrators at the Freeport School District can feel the effects of both of those shortages. They have 19 unfilled teaching positions and 17 for paraprofessionals. Chris Shockey is the district's director of human resources.
Actually, we had four paraeducators in the pipeline to be hired, and unfortunately, the process was not completed before the bill was signed, and so therefore, we were unable to hire them to fill vacant positions.
So, lawmakers are working on another plan during this month's veto session to repair that collateral damage. It would reinstate a competency test for paraprofessionals. As of now, there hasn't been much action on the bill, but Emily Fox at the State Board of Education is very confident that it'll pass. And if it does, she says they can start working immediately.
As soon as we receive word that the bill has been signed, if it is signed, we will do a data run of all deficient paraprofessional applications, and our staff will go through and update them and issue them if they're able to.
Aside from that particular measure, they say they're still working on how to better recruit paraprofessionals and teachers to fight the shortage. Chagnon reiterates that it's not easy work.
We're having to fulfill a lot of needs for students, both psychologically, emotionally, not just educationally. It's not as easy as you think because you're tasked with handling emotional or social needs of students that maybe years ago you wouldn't necessarily have to handle.
It's also not well paying. For example, paraprofessionals in the DeKalb School District rarely make over $25,000 per year. And districts have expressed concern about being able to afford to maintain the staff they have now when Illinois' $15 minimum wage hike kicks in. I'm Peter Medlin.